This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Wow, baphulaphuli sesiphinde ke sabuya apha ke enqubeni kanti ke ngoku ndihlela ngandodwa ukhona ke umama andifuna ke umnika elithuba azibulisele kubaphulaphuli emveni koko sibe siya ke kumba wokuba waye elapha kule ndawo.
Mandizibulisele kuni baphulaphuli ngegama elihle lomfeli nomvukeli wam Yesu Kristu. Amen.
Ya, ndicela ke mama utsho intoba ungubani ubuyaphi.
Igama lam ndingulinda Hosian. Ndizalelwe apha eKapa. Ndiyamthanda uYesu. I'm the daughter of the Most High. Ndingumntu ke oyi-medical missionary. I-medical missionary ke incedisa abantu abanezigulo ezi-different but using herbs. Ndimkhulu nakwi-community service. Ndikwayiyo ne-co-author of incwadi ye-BBT ethetha ngobungqina bakaKristu.
Wow, siyabulela kakhulu. And kwaye ke siyakwamkela enkqubeni sikumeme ke ngexesha apho si-celebrate imini yolutsha nemini yotata. I'm definitely sure indoba ukhona umyalezo osiphathele wona endifuna ke ngoku ukunika ithuba lokuba usixelele oko kusentliziyweni kaThixo malunga nale mini namhlanje.
I think first and foremost, I just want to wish all fathers a happy Father's Day. Ndiyafuna ukutsho ubana not all fathers are dads. So I'm wishing those fathers who are present in their children's lives, even those who show up in the lives of the fatherless. Because our community has a problem with children who are fatherless and their fathers who have taken the mantle of being fathers to those children. So I just want to wish them a blessed Father's Day. And I want to believe that they do recognize ukubana it takes a village to raise a child. And so I pray that they will continue taking up their position in the family and in the society at large. And may the God bless them and may his countenance shine upon them and grant them peace. We love them and we appreciate them.
Okay. Yeah, siyabulela kakhulu for that wonderful and sweet message evela kuwe mama. Ngoku ke mandikunike ithuba lokuba usixelele oko mhlambi uThixo aye wakuthetha nawe ilizwi lenkuthazo.
Phambi kokubana ndinike ilizwi lenkuthazo, ndiyafuna uku wishela ulutsha i-Happy Youth Day. This is a very significant day. I remember 48 years plus ago when in 1976, actually I was 48 years plus, plus minus. Back then I was doing grade 4, when this all started. And it took young people to realize that something was not right in the society. And they mobilized. And look where we are now because young people stood up. So I just want to say to them, they must never despise into kubana bebancinci. God has definitely good plans for them.
Okay. Wow. Thank you very much.
Namhlanje silapha ke kuba e youth day before sifunde izwi lika Thixo I just want to give share a story a story is told ukubana umntwana was traveling with utatake and they came upon a storm and as they were traveling the child was driving and umntana asks the father daddy should I pull over atu tata no my child keep driving and umntana continues to see people pulling over in this storm and she turns to the father ati daddy should I pull over atu tata no my child keep driving and this continued until they went through the storm and then after they went through the storm the father said now you can pull through you can pull over so umntana uyabuza kutata but daddy why didn't you allow me to pull over when everyone else was pulling over and ututata look behind you see all those people who stopped they are stuck in the storm here we are we have persevered and went through the storm and so as we begin this word of encouragement I would like us to pray first before we read the word of God. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace with thanksgiving in our hearts. Siyabulela bawo ngokuba side sakwazi ukufika kule ndawo. So siyakucela Jehova ukubana have your way, take control, hide me behind the cross, and may I speak your word of encouragement. In Jesus' mighty name I've prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Scripture sethu for consideration sizasifumana pha ku Isaiah Isaiah 40 verses 30 and 31 it even the youth shall faint and be weary and the young men shall utterly fall but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. Now, it's very clear from this scripture. Ukubana. We will have problems in life. And we will feel ukuthi sometimes God has left us on our own, left us to deal with our own circumstances, and that God has forgotten us. Even in this current generation, I mean, we've witnessed indaba ye elections recently. I think everybody is asking ubana what is happening in this country from 1994 to where we are what has happened and so we've got questions that we have no answers to but we know that God is in control in every situation and so sometimes we feel that you know life is too much to bear but this scripture reminds us ubana God is an everlasting God.
Wow.
That his love is everlasting, that his forgiveness is everlasting, that his mercy endures forever. Even though we go through seasons and it doesn't make sense and we think that God has forgotten us and we go through storms like the story I've just narrated, it doesn't mean that God has rescinded uyithathile uthando lwakhe. It doesn't mean that he has rescinded his grace. Doesn't mean that he's rescinded his mercy. The word says God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. And so we need to remember that. Incwadi ye Second Corinthians, if we can just go there. Second Corinthians 4, verse 8 and 9. Iti, we are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always caring about in the body and dying in the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who, we'll leave it at that, yes. So we shouldn't look at our current situation and judge that and think that that is our entire life. We need to appreciate, Ugumana, there's a process. We need to trust the process.
Yeah.
We need to trust the process. When we are in the presence of God, that is the best place to process our pain and our disappointment. Psalms 61, verse 2. From the end of the earth, I will cry to you. Where my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And so, in times like that, when we are overwhelmed, we need to find the rock that is higher than us. Whenever we are hurting or disappointed, we need to go to the rock. We shouldn't take our problems to others before we have spoken to the King of Kings. We need to make sure that, we appreciate that there is an invisible power that is backing us. This power is so powerful that we need to trust God in everything that happens in our lives.
Wow.
Everything that is that happens in our past is getting us ready for our future. It's almost like a setup.
Wow.
And the past can never define our future. The past can never define us, but it prepares us for the next level in our lives. And so we need to embrace things that happen to us, things that happened to us in the past, good or bad.
Yeah.
You know, I had an appreciation of Romans 8:28, different appreciation of Romans 8:28. I've always thought when the Bible says all things works for good, it means ukuthi something good is going to happen in your life. But I've recently realized that our good and God's good is different. Our good is something that is going to make us happy. But God's good is us reflecting his character in our lives. And so we need to really embrace things that happen in our lives because they are perfecting a character yet. So we may not understand why we have to go through certain things.
Yeah.
But we need to believe that God is right there with us when those things happen to us. And we need to understand that stopping or giving up is never an option in any situation. Because if we stop or we give up, we become perpetually stuck in the storm. And it becomes a vicious cycle. And so, we must stop fighting and allow the process and trust the process and understand that we are being prepared. Our troubles, they can only make us better people.
Wow.
And every time we climb from one level to another, we go through a crisis. We have to go through a crisis. A transformation is never an easy thing. But we need to understand that Christ is in every crisis that we go through. If we can just trust that, in every crisis we go through, therein is Christ, right there. And we must be confident, Okubana, if God has brought us to it, he will pull us through it.
Wow.
You know, I think our biggest problem is that we doubt. The Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith. So when our faith is tested, we are found wanting. And so we need to strengthen. We cannot trust God without faith. We need to strengthen our faith and know that God has good plans for us all. He prepared. Look at how he prepared David for the throne. You know, David had to become a shepherd. He had to become a shepherd, sleep edlelweni, and, you know, have to fight very dangerous animals. But that was his preparation. That was his preparation. And so each one of us have a different set of preparation. Asna manual, Obana, this is going to be yours and this is going to be mine. It comes and we need to just deal with it. And so when we read James 1, I think it's verse 8. Let's just go to it. When we read James 1, verse 8. But anyway, I don't seem to find it. It blessed is he who is able to persevere for a crown. I'm paraphrasing. For a crown is awaiting the one who persevere.
Yeah, that's number 12.
It's number 12, yes. But, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. And so, perseverance is a big part of the process. When you are able to withstand storms of life, and be able to remain standing, even if amaqhwa obomi akushayile. You know, uThixo is the original disruptor. He can allow things to happen in our lives, things we don't understand. Utune plans zakho wena. As it disrupted, because they are probably not aligned to his will. As it disrupted, but all along, not because he hates you, not because of anything, because he wants to refine you into his character. So, tina sine tendency of jumping out of the fire when we feel ukuthi hayi kuyachisa and run away. But sibaleka as impurities zise intact because umlilo removes impurities. Umlilo exposes that which is real. So we need to just submit to the fires that are brought our way because they are for our own good.
Wow.
Now I process I find nezi instant sizisebenzisayo. It's not an overnight thing. It happens over time. And you know, we've got examples, real life examples, where we can see this. For an example, when you want olive oil, you take olives and you crush them and you press them, and only then will you get oil. When you want wine or grape juice, you have to crush the grape before you can produce your juice. And so it is with seeds that we plant in order for them to blossom. They are planted in darkness. Uzufake phansi komhlaba umane unqenqeshela ungekho sure bana kwade kuphume ntoni. So some of us are like those seeds. We are in complete darkness. But that's part of the process. That's completely part of the, and it's okay not to know. It's okay not to know. But trust. Trusting is key. Some of us are planted like those seeds in darkness, and it does feel uncomfortable, because you know, see, I tend to control. We like controlling things. We like knowing exactly what's to follow. But in that darkness, apho ilembewu kuyo, that's where it transforms.
Wow.
And even though it's a place of discomfort, like darkness, it has a value in the process. And sometimes when we don't understand the process, and we start falling apart, and we can't trace. And we can't trace. We can't trace isandla sika Thixo. We can't feel uThixo around us. We tend to be in despair.
Wow!
But the verse says, "Those who trust in
Jesus.
The Lord shall renew their strength." Are we strong enough to hold firm under pressure? Are we strong enough to hold firm under pressure? I want to leave you with a quotation from youth instructor. It was written in February 13, 1902. It says, "Wonderful are the possibilities before youth. Wonderful are the possibilities before the youth grasp the assurances of God's words.
Wow.
Scarcely can the human mind comprehend the spiritual attainments which can be reached by them as they become partakers of divine nature. Daily correcting mistakes and gaining victories, they grow into wise, strong men and women in Christ." Now, just in closing, remember those two stories I related, the story of the storm and the story of the riots.
Yeah.
What seems to be a common trend there is that in both situations, there was never an option to stop. There was never an option to give up. So as I close, I want to say to the young people, storms of life will come your way. The word of God says, we will have trials and tribulations. That's a sure thing. But giving up is not an option. We need to be of good cheer and know that Jesus has overcome the world and we are more than conquerors in Christ.
Wow, what a message. And thank you very much, Mama Olinda, for reminding us that even though we are abantwana bakaThixo, challenges will be there. But what is important, what do you do when you are facing those challenges? And you are also giving us indoba in moments like those, that is where we need to trust God. And uThixo has a bigger picture, and uThixo is in control. Yeah, it might look like things right now, they are not in your favor. But be rest assured that God is in control. And I like even the story that you have already brought into the picture of a child walking or driving with Utadak. You said that even when you are facing the storm right now, but don't stop in the storm. Continue to drive. Because after you have driven, you will look back and not see the storm. Yeah, because I think it is very important that we also take into consideration where we are focusing. If we stay in the storm and park in the storm, the storm gets longer. But as we drive, a milestone, a storm, it is reduced and it is getting very smaller. And I love the way you just encourage us that umphulaphuli noma ujongene nani ekhaya. But uThixo yena we control. And you said, Uguti, even when you quoted Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good for all those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. That right now things are not in your favor, but uThixo has a way of turning things around to be in your favor. Siyabulela kakhulu mama ngalamazwi. Ingaske you can continue on and on with this conversation, siyabulela and yangu thixo uxolo angaqhubeka esigcinela wena akuvulela amasango angaphezukwa la seyiwavulile. Ndicela ke ngoku mama before ndibe ndiyakhulula usithandazele.
Amen. Bawethu sezolweni nalencwadiswa igama lakho ukumkani bakho ngokufika tando yakho mayenzwa emhlabeni obawo silapha once more uthi wena ezweni lakho noba babini bathathu wena ungwenani. So Jehova, we acknowledge your presence in this place. We thank you, Almighty God, for a privilege yokubana sikwazi ukuthetha ngizwi lakho. Sikubulela Nkosi yami ngizwi lakho. Lizwi lakho elinamandla. Bana baphulaphuli Jehova kwindawo abakuzo. Abamamele kuzo Jehova. Ubazingcono wena Mesia. Ubazingcono what their needs are Jehova. The desires of their hearts are. I pray, Almighty God, that you will touch them and provide for them, O great Jehovah. I pray, O great Jehovah, a special blessing, Ngosiam, Kulucha, Ngosisiabona, Ilizelia Chabalala, Siasbona, Idrugs, Ngosiam have taken control of our young people. Almighty God, in a special way, I come against Ngosiam as a spirit, Ngosiam. Say drugs. Almighty God, I pray that you set Ngosiyama abantwana bakho free in Jesus' mighty name. Oh Jehovah, kulula ama chains, bondages, Ngosiyama abazifakiweyo Ngosiyama, and loose them, oh great Jehovah. We bind Ngosiyama spirit, Ngosiyama songendawo esifuna ukutshabalalisa abantwana bakho. Your word says whatever we bind on earth will be bind in heaven. No great Jehovah, sithembe wena akho apho sizawuyakhona. Ibaneli lizwe Jehovah nje kuba sikuliki crossroad Almighty God. Siyayazi Nkosi yami kuba nguwe obeka inkumkani nenkosi Nkosi yami. Almighty God, sithi have your way. Have your way Jehovah kule country Almighty God. Siyazi Jehovah sikonile. Sakubususa Nkosi yami ezikolweni. Salisusa izwi lakho Jehovah sa we turned our backs from you, but your word says Nkosi yami, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face, I will hear from heaven. Almighty God, sicela uxolo, sixolele Jehovah, sixolele okhokho bethu Mesia ubabonile Jehovah, sixolele Nkosi yami amatyala ethu. Oh, Nkosi yami, remember us. Remember us like you remembered, Nkosi yami, abantwana bakho, Jehovah. Oh, bese kuthinjweni, remember us, Almighty God. I pray, Nkosi yami, a special blessing over this country. Almighty God, we know, Almighty God, that revival should start in this country, Nkosi yami. So, Almighty God, I pray that you will be able, Nkosi yami, to turn us from our wicked ways, Nkosi yami. Sikelela, Nkosi yami, in a special way. Abaphathi bethu, inkokheli zethu, Nkosi yami. Vula amehlo abo, Jehovah. Babone, Nkosi yami, ubugwenxa babo. Ngo Jesu Kristu, Nkosi yethu. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Siyabulela. Kanti ke baphulaphuli ibingu mama. Ulinda, Hosian. Sitsho ke kamnandi that we need to trust God in all the seasons of our life. Kanti ke ngokusimkhupha ngengoma yakhe uNhlanhla Mbingo esithi ulithemba.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.